Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's one of those things that every business with progressive ambitions has considered. It's something that seems to proliferate through tech, startups, and consultancies. Last week, Joe shared a like-inducing overview of his journey into a four-day week on LinkedIn. It wasn't one of his seminal posts, but it does raise some interesting thoughts. On an individual level, does the four-day week work? Does it work for businesses?
I'm Joe Glover, founder of The Marketing Meetup, a global community that connects and educates over 20,000 marketers in the most lovely way possible. Everything we do it to put the human beings we help first.
I'm Richard Wood. I lead the marketing agency Six & Flow. I've worked in marketing for around 19 years now, and I'm a massive believer in that marketers should be trying to engage with people on a human level, not just treating them as leads and numbers in a spreadsheet.
So maybe to start with, I can give some context with the post that I wrote on LinkedIn, and I probably won't read out the whole thing because it's
seminal
quite long.
Post.
The seminal post on the 4 day work week. Yeah, that's what I was writing. You know, when I sat there on Monday when I was writing this, I was like, "This is going to be
this is my opus." Yeah,
yeah. So it said
more views than the Bible. I heard. Sorry, what?
I'm so glad we're back. I'm sure everyone else is. Jeez.
Hi, Joe's mum. Sorry, let's not go down that rabbit hole.
Yep. Yeah, no, not this early. So the post said, recently I dropped down to a four-day working week to do dad things. Here's the first honest review. So I started out with some cons. So truthfully, number one was, there never seems to be enough time. It's an insanely busy period for TMM right now, so dropping 20% of my time in a particularly unusual time has been difficult. And I sort of mentioned how being a business owner is difficult to stop thinking about the thing you're building and that you care about so much. The second one was all about feeling guilty about not working. And actually, interestingly, this was the one that most people picked up on in the post, in the comment section. So I said, I feel guilty about not working. I then feel guilty for feeling guilty about not working because I know that's not what life is about. And I didn't know whether that sort of surfaced a lot of the workaholic sort of stuff going on. Number three was, I know that I've worked hard to get here, but I can't help but feel so privileged. Why should I be able to do this and others not? I do rationalize this by thinking that I know that I do my best in my day-to-day role to help others when I am working, but I go in the loop of asking myself, could I be doing more? And I think particularly as we go through the rest of this episode, then like this isn't supposed to be a moan about the 4 day work week, or, you know, it's a super privileged thing to be able to do. So that caveat needs to go before as well. Number four, scheduling becomes a lot more difficult. If you have a full day event like I did in London yesterday, or frankly, just need to book in a meeting, then the time is undeniably tighter. Time has become my most valuable commodity, which on reflection, it probably was before, but even more so now. And then I went into the pros. So the one reason I've done all of this was to spend more time with my daughter, who is one now. I have a stronger relationship with her than I would do otherwise. And I can say with the utmost sincerity that I've loved every moment of spending time with her. And that is really, really true. So at the end, I finished off with a verdict that said, so is it worth it? Well, yes, that's not even a question. That one pro alone accounts for pretty much every single important thing in life. But it's really hard. And I sort of said, don't let the LinkedIn gurus make you think it's easy. I think we still live in a and work in a 5 day working week culture. And we've been programmed to think that we should be working 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. So your own attitude and feelings about work will be tested. I know that I've only just started this journey. I'm about 7 weeks in now. But I know things will get easier over time, and this is just an adjustment period, but I wanted to share the reality rather than just what is a popular thing to post about. There is something else to add to this, which is what I was at an event yesterday in London, So sort of speaking about scheduling, and I just wrote what was going through my head at the time.
I can see the first line of this, and it's already making me internally like explode with laughter. Can I just do the first line?
You can do the first line if you like.
As I sit here in a coffee shop, having taken the day out to attend an event, thinking, fuck, how am I going to get what I need doing done?
Oh, you're such a bad end. No, I said, I sit here in a coffee shop, having taken the day out to attend an event, thinking, fuck, how am I going to get what I need to get done? Going to get what I need doing done. I have a bunch of emails, actions, and so on, and my calendar is for the next month is an absolute disaster. The simple solution would be hiring more people, but will there be revenue to match? Is it speculated to accumulate, or is it just work harder? Here's the rub. I have a much better relationship with my daughter, and I'm loving seeing her grow in front of my eyes. I think she's the greatest thing in the world, and as I see her grow, I know this is the time I'll never get back. So would I recommend the 4-day working week? I don't know. Truthfully, the day I take off isn't a day off at all, and the other four are now so much busier. I think the 4-day work week is a good idea if you have a good reason, but I don't think it's something that you should be doing for the likes. It's really hard work to not work, frankly. So yeah, I guess that's an update, but just wanted to sort of say it is absolutely worth it if you've got a good reason, I think. But it's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do.
And I think that, like, to give it some context around what we're talking about. So you are a founder and like owner operator founder. You have a team, but it is a like relatively small team at this point.
Yeah.
Big growth ambitions, not diminishing it, but like relatively small team at this point. So you are close knit, and that's very different from talking about doing a 4-day week when you are part of a wider organization, right? Because there's you take time out. Let's say it's three people on your team.
Yes.
Let's say it's 37, classic 37 and a half hours in a week. I'm going to say 40 because otherwise I can't do the math in my head. But so there's 120 hours a week that you collectively have across the business. If you then take 8 out of that, you're taking quite a sizable chunk out of the entire organization's bit. So there's a difference in, like, kind of to give it a bit of context. My first question around all of it is it a 4-day week where you work 9 till 5 or 5:30 or whatever it is. You work 9 till 5 Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. So Wednesdays you have off. Mm-hmm. Or do you do 9 till 7 on those other days? Yeah. So do you do extended hours, like compressed hours or whatever you call it, extended hours? Yeah. Or is it just I work less time?
Yeah, I think the reality is probably that I work less time. So as much as I think in theory I probably should be doing the compressed hour thing, actually, with, you know, like, just balancing family time, frankly, then, you know, I'll sort of make dinner in the evening, and then that'll probably be it, because by the time, like, we've had dinner, walked the dog, maybe done some exercise or something like that, it's like 8-9 o'clock, and it's like I don't really want to be picking up my laptop again. So, like, even though there's still stuff running through my mind, it probably is actually just like I have dropped down to 4 days a week.
You ever tried journaling?
I did very briefly, only a couple of times. I do have I've got this thing called a Remarkable tablet, like a fancy notebook, and I really like it. I think it's really good. It's not journaling by any way, but I do sort of keep a to-do list that is sort of like external to my brain, you know, and I'm pretty good at sort of like writing it down.
So the reason I asked about the journaling piece, though, is so I try to do it. I'm not very consistent with it, but I try it at the end of every night. So, like, it's device-free. So, like, obviously it's in a Moleskine because I'm an agency wanker, but the...
well, you are a wanker.
Yeah, fair. I will write down kind of like just a couple of thoughts from the day, and then I'll write like what is my main focus tomorrow, and just get the shit out of my head. But I try to not fall into the trap of firing up a laptop to write it down or putting it on my phone, because as soon as that happens, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna look at Twitter, I'm gonna look at like my email, I'm gonna do this, that, and it just that doesn't work for me. So I have to like try and separate. I don't do it very well. Like, most times I am working until the evening anyway, but that's my personal concern with going to a four-day week is, like, I don't have clear enough boundaries to go working, non-working, and things like that. But so why do you think it's businesses like ours, or like, or tech or startups or kind of consultancy-led businesses that are the ones that typically go down this route?
So I guess probably my view is probably quite a cynical one in a way, which is that San Francisco seemed to set a lot of the sort of working culture trends in the world. You know, you look at the market that exists in San Francisco for, or, you know, in Austin, Texas or whatever, for sort of engineers, for software people, for SaaS business growth people, whatever it may be. And the market is just ridiculous for those folks. And so people have to be finding these ways to incentivize people in new and inventive ways to sort of either attract or retain talent. And I think it is just like, it's just another thing that they can add on top of the snacks, the unlimited holidays, the, you know, whatever it is, the gym memberships, to actually make sure that, like, you know, they're not losing talent. I think for whatever reason, I'm not aware of any sort of like scientific stuff behind the four-day work week or anything like that. I think it's just like a good marketing thing, maybe.
Well, but maybe there's research both ways, right? So there's like the argument for a four-day week for a business, like, it's obvious, like the personal levels around this are like pretty obvious, right? Like, you get more time to be used, you relax. It's the same reason that we went to a five-day week when it used to be kind of there weren't weekends and all that kind of shit. The argument for a business is that your team are more rested, more relaxed, and therefore should be able to produce more in the time that they've got. So they're more productive. Yeah. And it's the same, like, quite often when you look at people returning to work from like long periods of time out as well, they have less time and therefore kind of super focused when they need to work and then work or like walk away. And that's kind of like, there's a clear separation there. There is also evidence going the other way, though, like saying, actually, in theory, that is correct. But actually, in reality, most businesses aren't set up to function around that way. Like, there's, so like, if you look at Six and Flow as a business,
yeah,
I would say quarterly. So every month we have a culture committee that meet, and at least quarterly, somebody says, can we consider moving to a 4-day week?
Yeah.
And like my flippant response to that, and like, I am half joking, but my immediate response is like, yeah, absolutely. But I'm only going to pay you for 4 days. And then it very, very quickly stops that conversation. That's not like, I don't, by any stretch, that's not me negating it. Cause we then, as a leadership team, discuss it. And where we get to as a team is, we don't currently have the systems or processes or ways of working that adequately support it based on the type of work that we do. So we are very consultative and very hands-on with our clients. And equally, we don't track based on outcomes yet.
Right.
And I think that's like on an individual, so for a client we do, but from an individual basis, I can't say, here are the outcomes that Joe has to produce this week. And therefore, if he gets all those done, he can fuck off and spend as much time out of the business as he wants.
Yeah.
We're not set up like that. The other problem that we have is all of my clients work 9 to 5 and therefore Monday to Friday, and they expect a certain level of communication. Yeah. Now, other agencies who have moved to this model will typically go, that's fine. So we just make sure that the same, like, there's a crossover. So an individual
Monday to Thursday, Tuesday to Friday,
another individual that does the same job.
Yeah.
The problem we have is we don't have a resource pool model. So we have a, like, if you work with us, you end up with a team that works autonomously within the business. They can deliver for that client, but there are key individuals within that team that do key things. Mm-hmm. Now, moving that around, like, and when they take holidays and stuff, we do bring like senior people in to cover that. But on a weekly basis, that becomes a huge overlap. So we would have to drastically change the way that we deliver. Yeah. And the current way that we deliver in that in the, like, we call them pods, so like groups of teams, so those teams who are dedicated to clients, is better for the clients because we understand, like, they don't have to keep like reintroducing themselves. Our team really understand their client. If we were to move to a resource model, diminishes that USP or that kind of the value that that is for the client. So I think it's possible, but there's a lot of heavy lifting and shifting that would need. It's not just as easy as me going, everybody can have Wednesday off.
Yeah.
Now I know some agencies are now moving to a like, yep, Friday's off. It's basically a long weekend, and therefore our clients will have to like it or lump it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't quite work for us at this point. And actually, so the other interesting thing, and this is the thing that I think a lot of people forget, is some people don't want it. Yeah. Some people like working or like the structure or want to do things in the way that they've done it. They want to have their clear separation. So the people who do want it, I think sometimes forget that they're not the only piece of that puzzle. So I do have team members who, we started to give off Friday afternoons. So during the pandemic, we gave everybody Friday afternoons off, and it was like we know life is stressful. Go and enjoy the sunshine. So whatever sunshine you can get in Manchester, but in theory, right?
Go enjoy the rain.
The problem that came with that is it caused a lot of stress for some of the team, and individuals then start coming to leadership team saying, I now have to produce the same amount of work in less time, and therefore there's more stress. And I can't do anything about that because the expectations at that point from the customers are that there is still this work that has to be done. It has been scheduled in. So there is an element of stress that's then caused off the back of that. So that becomes an issue. Then you go, okay, well, if some want it, some don't, why can't we? But then you get into the realms of, yeah, but okay, so Joe's working 4 days a week. I'm working five. I'm producing more work. I'm working more often. Yeah. But Joe's getting the same amount of money as me. How the fuck is that fair?
More now.
Yeah, exactly. So as a business, you're then going, okay, am I paying Joe less or I'm going to pay Rich more because he's working more? How does that balance out? And then so I think that's where it's a minefield for a business to actually transition to that. And I think the other for me as well, if you think about why a lot of founders or start, and I think this is probably why a lot of businesses like ours and tech companies and things like that actually transition to stuff like this. Yeah, I agree with the cynical thing. I think there is a lot of zeitgeisting with a lot of particularly that Silicon Valley vibe, and they kind of chase this stuff to keep team or attract team, and they have to because they've started that slippery slope of the opposite to a race to the bottom. It's kind of who can give the nicest thing. Yeah. Interesting fact is HubSpot in Dublin at one point were known as Chub Spot because they used to feed everybody so much as part of their attraction problems folklore there. I think a lot of this is driven by founders going, I'm building a business because I want to work in the way that I want to work. And I want life to be about balance, home life, work life. I don't want work to rule me. Mm-hmm. Totally understand it. But if that's your fucking end point, do not start a business. It's the fucking worst decision for balance you could ever make. But I think that's why a lot of this stuff starts to come through in businesses like ours.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah. No, it's fascinating to hear you speak, actually. You know, and it's real as well. You know, there are a bunch of implications. I saw yesterday there was a post someone posted on LinkedIn sort of saying we're going down to the 4-day work week. Yeah. And someone sort of challenged them, not aggressively, but sort of like, and they sort of said, well, you know, does that mean that you could have done the same amount of work all these years with 20% less? You know, whatever. But it's a signal, right? You know, and it's a signal. It's a great thing for the employees, one would think, but also appreciating that not everyone wants to do it. But it's also a signal to the clients, you know, is there a bunch of wastage in the business that we are paying for? You know, and on that point, then I remember when I worked in agency land, you know, we had two models that we sold things on. We had one which was a performance model. So this, it was a PPC agency, so it was very acquisition based. So, you know, it was very, you know, £1 in, £3 out sort of situation. So we had a performance basis, which would mean that, like, we got a commission based on the amount of sales that we drove. You know, it could mean that we get paid an awful lot more, but it also means that that was in line with performance. So you always knew what you were going to sort of get as a result. The other model was like a fixed fee model, which had no guarantees around performance at all. You know, it was just like, pay us this amount a month and it will probably be sort of a medium high amount. And it was just really interesting because, like, the big businesses, the big established businesses that we were working with, they couldn't get their head around the performance model. So even though it was kind of like the quote unquote better thing, their businesses just weren't set up to exist in that infrastructure. And I think it's exactly the same here as what you sort of described with the 4-day week here. You know, your clients, if they're working in a 5-day week, the expectation is everyone else is too, you know, and they get the service that matches that. So if this is to become like a realistic thing that is like accepted everywhere and becomes realistic, it almost needs to be accepted everywhere almost at once, you know, and there's a complete cultural shift where, you know, that becomes the thing that people do rather than just.
Well, you need, you know, to do that though, you need trailblazers, right? You need people to start proving the model. And actually, like, we could make some fundamental shifts in our agency to be positioned for things like that. I mean, it's a bridge too far in the short term because we've got loads of other things that we're focused on, and it would take a lot of kind of, you know, heavy lifting to be able to do that. And fundamental shifts with how we engage with those clients. So we could, for example, and I think the counter argument to what I've been saying as well, like, there probably people listening going, yeah, but if you were to start selling value rather than time, because agencies effectively sell time, like, we, yeah, that is what most of us do.
Yeah.
And then there's caveats to that, but we could say, like, if we start being more value focused and outcome focused, yeah, that's great. But it still takes, that's what we're selling to the client, but it still takes time to produce that on the other end. So there's a load of things that would have to change around that. And I think that's where we would struggle. But again, like, I'm not, by no means am I saying I'm anti any of this. It's just one of those things where it's, as a business, I think sometimes people forget it's not just as easy as us going, just stop working on Friday. Because we don't sell widgets. We sell consultative services that take brain power. So it's not like a SaaS company, right? We're not like flogging stuff on the shelves. And even our sales team don't work 4-day week. And they would be the prime candidates for going, well, if you hit target, you can fuck off.
Because
there's a direct outcome. And actually, that's the other point I was going to make as well, is that not everybody across my business has a direct output in terms of like an outcome, a measurable outcome. So how does this work for Heather, our office admin?
Yeah.
Like, what has she got to do to then justify the value that she's putting into the business that she can do in 4 days? And equally, she's got to be there to open up the office, make sure the fire doors are like, so she has to work 5 days, but everybody else doesn't? Like, how does that work? The people doing the recruitment for us within the business, how does that work? They hire... Mm-hmm. Though, I mean, they get 10 people in for an interview and then they go. But what about the person who has to do the interview on the day that they aren't there? So that's the stuff that I think there's so many different aspects for us, because we have the same conversation around commissions and bonuses. Because from a delivery perspective, yeah, fine. If you upsell something or you hit certain targets with your client campaigns, there's commission and bonuses. On the sales side, you sell some shit, you get some commission. Easy. Mm. But on the ops side, or even our internal marketing side, how does that work? Like, how is that remunerated? And so I think it's a very similar conversation around that. One of the things I was going to talk to you about as well on this is, so your not argument, and I'm not, this isn't me kind of debating why you do it, but your argument around it. So like, you had four or five cons to the process, like, and mm-hmm. and like you're standing there or sat there going, this is not an easy thing for me to do, there are challenges to it, and mm-hmm. like I feel like there's the guilt, I feel like I could be doing more, blah 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 blah. Yep. Got it.
Yeah,
but that's outweighed by the pro of I get to spend this amazing time with my daughter.
Yeah,
I have the same. So like I have family, I've got two kids, wife, mm-hmm. dog. I would love to be able to spend more time with them, but mm-hmm. equally, so the way that I balance the fact that I'm not able to spend more time with them in certain aspects and I'm like working a lot,
yeah,
is foundationally, I feel like I'm building something for the future. So like the way I balance that is, am I better off investing the time now? And I know it's like everybody says, don't miss the moments. Like you never get this time back, mm-hmm. but equally I'm trying to build something that foundationally will be better for them 100%. In the long term. And the counter is like, yeah, but they need a dad around. I am around, don't get me wrong. But I also feel like there's a for me, I feel like I am more effective in that building and trying to secure future stuff.
I just don't think there's an answer. You know, I don't think there's like an answer which is like, you know what, it's going to be right for everyone. You know, I think I don't have the same ambition for my business as you do. You know, I think we've spoken about this before, you know, maybe not in quite explicit terms, but like I've got a very strong sense of enough with the marketing. You know, like this is enough that it can sustain a lifestyle, that we're making an impact, that we're helping people. And I am ambitious, but I'm ambitious in lots of directions, and the marketing meetup is one of those directions, but it's not the only way. And I'm not saying that you're only ambitious on Six Flow either, you know, but like for me, my life target is enough, you know, and actually I don't have that sort of big drive to build this sort of huge legacy anymore. You know, I my legacy is my daughter, you know, and that's probably how I'm looking at things more than this sort of business orientation. But like, that's such a personal worldview, and my worldview isn't any more valid than yours isn't any less valid either. You know, it's just like you just have to find a place where you're comfortable and happy and you feel like you're doing, like it's like a life lived without regret is one where you've made the best decision that you can with the available information that you've got at the time. And so, that's all I'm doing, and that's all you're doing, really, you know?
It's funny actually, because one of your biggest cons was the fact that you felt guilty that you should be doing more, and then you felt guilty because you felt guilty because you should be happy that you are not doing this.
Yeah,
I think for me, when I say to, when people are like, what is your driver? Like, why do you do what you do? And then you've got like, I distinctly remember on multiple occasions being sat around round tables where they talk to agency founders and be like, what is your driver? Why do you do what you do? And then people's like, I do this for my family. I do this for it's not my driver at all. And doesn't mean I don't love my family as much as everybody else in the room, but that's not my driver to do what I do. I do what I do because I am like, I like building things. I am competitive. Mm. I like seeing this. And there is an element of like, and this is pure kind of ego, but there is an element of legacy building. I want people to go, how did they build that thing and do that thing? And I feel like an arsehole and feel guilty because everybody else has got these really wholesome answers. Like they're much more in like the Joe Glover school of like being nice to everybody.
I think you're just being honest.
Yeah, and exactly. And that, but because I know that's not my driver for an agency, because I know that I could sack off the agency life, go get a job, work 9 to 5 and fucking be way more present.
Yeah.
But that I'm providing in a different way. And hopefully in the future, if everything goes to plan, then I'm providing in a way that is better because I'm achieving, I'm happier. Like financially we should be okay.
Yeah.
And that's, so my drivers aren't based around that. And that's like, so you feel guilty from one aspect and I feel guilty from the other. And I think actually both, like you were saying, both valid answers.
100%. You know, we can all just feel guilty for not doing the thing that we're not, you know, but it's true. You know, and the grass is always going to be greener. There's always going to be a counter argument or a different balancing point and stuff like that. I do think a life lived well is one lived in balance, but you know, what you choose to balance is for you to choose, you know, and so it's a big thing. And it goes exactly to your point about what you were saying earlier as well. You know, this isn't right for everyone. I'm a bit worried because you've got a smirk on your face. So
You're fine.
Just checking our Google Doc, you know, like just in case, like there was some swear words being put or as I was saying some nice things, you know. But you know, I think it's just the right thing for the right people. But there are an awful lot of considerations to be had off the back of it, right? You know, and it's so funny because it's sort of like goes into other topics, right? You know, like these companies who are saying you can work from home but for 20% less and stuff like that, and it's like, you know, I think that's bullshit personally. Yeah. You know, but
and that's why we would never present that as an option.
No.
I think for me it's either like people should be paid, and like I would then have an expectation as a business owner that in those 4 days you are more productive and kind of more engaged and happier, but equally like I don't think you should be penalized for it.
No, but you know, I think there's such an interesting thing around all of this, right? You know, because I think in our hearts of hearts, you know, like the idea of like working less for most people, the vast majority of people in the workforce, probably sounds like quite a nice thing to do. You know, 3 days doing whatever you want sounds great, but with our business heads on, you know, like 5 days of productive work, which is achievable, you know, it's going to get more than 4 days of productive work.
Interesting metric for you. So we have like circa 40 team members, and there's whenever we have an all hands, so we have a show and tell, which is an hour long on a Friday afternoon. We have, and then we have like a coffee catch up, which is 30 minutes on a Wednesday. And then we have various training bits throughout the week. That all hands on a Friday afternoon alone loses an entire man week every week out of our business, because there's 40 people, 40 hours.
Yeah.
It's, and that's more than a man week, right? And that costs us, that's a full salary every week coming in and out. And that's like, and that's kind of a substantial salary, because it's not just like, it's a mix of like most senior to most junior.
Yeah.
And that as a business, especially in business in our size, is a constant, okay, as a business, are we getting the same amount of value out of it? And by value, I don't mean like output, but like, is that show and tell value enough, valuable enough in terms of culture, bringing people together, learning, education, all that? Is that worthwhile? Because I'm losing a man week worth of work every week just for one meeting.
And that's the balance, right? You know, because, you know, we're not selling widgets, and people aren't cogs in the machine either. You know, we are spongy masses that sort of sit and sort of do illogical things and need things that aren't just like, you know, more money or motivation. You know, it's the whole piece. And again, going back to all of this, really, there just isn't an answer. But I guess that's why, as founders, as owners, as debatably leaders, then, you know, it's up for us to sort of set the stall out and sort of say, well, this is, you know, this is us, you know, and if you want to join this journey, then, you know, this is kind of the rules that we play by, you know, and but we're going to have a lot of fun along the way and sort of do some cool stuff. But, you know, this is generally what we believe in, and, you know, go from there, really. You know, who knows, in 10, 15 years, we may be sort of turning around and it may be unusual for companies to be working a 5 day week. I don't think it will be. I think it will probably still be 5 day week is a normal thing, and maybe there's a little bit more about the 4 day week, but for the meantime,
I don't want to take it political, but it's more likely that the Tories are going to take us back to sweatshops. But I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there.
Oh, we're going to be cancelled, and it's only the first episode back. But yeah, no, you know, and so I think it's just a personal choice, and that's okay. You know, it's all right. Just choose the culture you want to work in. You know, create the business that you want to work in. 4 day week, working from home, you know, snacks in the office, whatever it is. I mean, they're all variables now that sort of exist on the table, and it's for us as employees and employers to sort of choose whether we want to implement them and take advantage of them. But every one of them has pros and cons.
That's a nice way to round it up, Joe.
Yeah, there we go.
It's been fun. I missed you.
Looking
forward
too.
To getting this up and running again on a regular basis.
We'll see whether we kick up a tweet storm based on all your controversial comments, you know.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about, so they say.
We'll do that. We'll do an episode on that next week.
Unless it's they're talking about you for watching pornography in the comments, but you know.
Oh, God.
And if you enjoyed listening to Joe and I, obviously rate it 5 stars and say something nice about us, because it does make us feel happy. If not, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.